Younger sister was very tired, her moccasins worn thin, her clothing in rags. She could see smoke from the great snake's smoke pipe close behind her. She ran until she came to a place called Sage Canyon. There she almost stepped upon a slender young man with a bluish face, sunning himself on a rock. "I am called Blue Racer," he said. "Where are you going in such a hurry?" "I am being chased by the great snake," she said. "No great snake comes here." He laughed confidently. "Take off your ragged clothes and come with me." She went to the young man naked, and he blew into a tiny hole 4 times until it was large enough for both to enter. When Great Snake came to the place where the younger sister had shed her clothes, he grabbed them up in his mouth and hissed, "Oh, my wife, my wife." But Blue Racer spoke through the tiny hole, which was too small for Great Snake to enter, and told him to go away. The power of his words was too much for Great Snake, and he was forced to turn around and go home. That night, Blue Racer dressed in his finest snake skin and came forward to meet younger sister, who wished at that moment to go outside. She tried to leave, but a throng of snakes blocked her path. They were on all sides of her, so she threw herself on the ground. Next morning, the snake people complained bitterly. One said, "Sister-in-law is not kind. She stepped on my back." Another said, "She stepped on my arm." And another said, "She hurt my leg." Later, she had a pain in her stomach. They gave her medicine, and she was quiet. Then came her children, a boy child snake and a girl child snake. And that is why a Navajo who sees a snake crawling on the ground or sunning itself on a rock calls it by name and sends it gently away.